Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. Now, something quite astounding has come to light. And is it astounding or is it weirdly and unfortunately and miserably predictable? And that is that the SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Centre, have seemingly been funding their political opponents in order to manipulate those organisations into being as extreme and perhaps even as violent, as antisocial as possible, such that they have a reason to exist. In essence, we can say that there is more of a demand for, as it were, racism, more of a demand for what is defined as fascism or Nazism or the far right, than there is a supply. And consequently, those groups whose way of making money is to present themselves as the moral arbiters who are morally superior to and braver than all other people, and who are therefore prepared to fight the far right, have found that the culture has shifted so much that there is nobody left whom they can fight. And therefore, the only solution is to manufacture people whom they can fight, rather like the communists in early communist Russia, maintaining that the Tsar's people are behind every wall, every bush. Manufacture people whom they can fight so that they have a reason to exist and so that they can make money, so that they can have a job. The people who work for the SPLC can only have a job if they can argue that there are Nazis, fascists, white supremacists, whatever, who want to do unspeakable things to ethnic minorities and are on the verge of power. That's the only way they can have a job. And so, therefore, because there aren't really people that want to do that, those people basically no longer exist. It's only people that want to stand up for the good of their own people in a non-violent and reasonable and logical way. They have to create them. They have to bring them into existence using their funders, their donors' money. It's extraordinary. And that's what I want to talk about today. But before I do that, will you do me a favor? Will you please, please, please subscribe? Could you subscribe on YouTube? Could you hit the like button? Could you leave a comment? Could you hit the bell button? It really, really helps if you do that. I know it's annoying to ask. Every YouTuber asks. I know it's annoying, but if you have, it's annoying, but it's so helpful. And could you subscribe to my Substack? That's jollyheretic.com, where I put all the most base stuff that I can't put on YouTube, in-person interviews, blogs, films I make. And if you like what I do, you can support me with the cost of a pint of beer a month. Okay, back to the video. So this group, the SPLC, was founded in 1971 at a time when there genuinely were violent racist groups in America. It's difficult to deny that. I mean, some conspiracy theorists might deny it, but it's difficult to deny that. The bombing of black churches in the 60s, the assassination of Martin Luther King. Again, that's a whole thing to get into. But there was, violence of that kind in America at the time, and they were founded with what seemed like at the time the laudable aim to stop these kinds of violent people doing extremely nasty things and hurting people and killing people. That seems fair enough. Now, you could argue that the culture has shifted so much, and the nature of American people and the nature has just shifted so much in that time, that there's nothing else for these people to do. There's nothing else with these people that have the psychology of the leftist, remember, which is that there's lots of research on this. You can look at it in my book, Woke Eugenics. Left-wing people are elevated in narcissism. They're elevated in mental instability. And so they deal with that by telling themselves that they are morally superior to other people. And then they find ways to get narcissistic supply. And in a left-wing society, you get narcissistic supply by being super left-wing, by being the most left-wing, the most woke, and competitively signaling it. They are Machiavellian. And so therefore they want power. and they are paranoid, and they feel they, even if they, when they do have power, they feel that they don't have it. And being mentally unstable, they fear a fair fight. And so the way you can attain power if you fear a fair fight is via virtue signaling. And that's what they do. They signal about how virtuous they are, how high in the current regime's morality they are. But also, of course, because they are narcissistic, they have a need for power. They have a need for money. They feel that they are better than other people and they deserve a good life. And the way that they find it is both of those things, both the power, or the three things, the power, the money, and the narcissistic supply, is by being anti-racists. Now, the problem then comes if there's no longer any real serious racism for them to fight. If that dries up, if the nature of the culture changes so much that there's nothing for them to do, what can they do in that situation? How can they make money, and how can they get the narcissistic supply of, while making money, of being told that they're super moral and better than other people in order to deal with their extremely high neuroticism and mental instability? And the answer is to call for is to create a situation where it seems like there's a violent, dangerous enemy and you must fund us to fight it. But of course, in reality, there is no such thing. And there's two ways that you can do that. One is to really, really stretch your definition of what is a dangerous, racist, whatever group. So you have that in Hope Not Hate in Britain, that they've expanded the definition of what is far right to include even the Conservative Party Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, who is Asian, was in one of their reports. But that, of course, makes them seem faintly ridiculous. So that doesn't work. So that puts people off, and they've realised that. So the other solution is to infiltrate the so-called far right and to make them violent, to manipulate them into being something that they're not, such that they can then say, we must fight these people, you must fund us to fight them. So it's a complete lie. It's completely deceptive. It's total subterfuge. And that is what has been happening. And there's always those on the, you know, your rightoid friend, your very online person, will always accuse those who are on his side politically, i.e. right wing or whatever, but whom he doesn't like on a personal level, of being a Fed. You get this again and again and again, that so and so is a Fed. I don't like him. He's in my social group. He's a Fed. But this, unfortunately, adds a certain degree of credence to that paranoia. Let us have a look at what the Attorney General of the United States is accusing these people of funding. £19,000, $19,000. To a group called American Front. Sorry, 191,000, is it, or 19,000? $73,000 to the Ku Klux Klan, $140,000 to the former National Alliance chairman, $270,000, this is really interesting, to Unite the Right, which was this rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, about 9 or 10 years ago, $300,000 to various people in Aryan nations, and $1 million to the National Alliance. So what is this actually doing? In so much as there is not that, but there's no money involved really in being involved in any of these groups. You're not going to make money. If anything, it's likely to be damaging to your career prospects and so forth, and you're perhaps going to lose money. It is deliberately keeping people involved in supposed in extremist groups who otherwise wouldn't bother to be involved in them. It's keeping those people who, for whatever reason, are involved in those groups, involved in those groups. It's sustaining the existence of the group, which their purpose supposedly is to fight against, and indeed to destroy, for the good of America, for the good of American Jews, for the good of American blacks, for the good of any other minority in America. So it's ensuring that that group continues. We can assume that those that are infiltrating the group are pushing them in a more damaging direction, a direction that makes them look bad, a direction that makes them look like the kind of group that you should probably leave alone, or one that exaggerates the mendacity of what they supposedly do. Now, this is particularly bad when it comes to the fact that they donated $270,000 to those involved in the Unite the Right rally. Because I assume that the idea of this was to make that rally look unreasonable, to make that rally look unpalatable, to generally make that rally look, you know, bad and just terrible and full of terrible people. Now, that's surely what you would do. You wouldn't try to move it towards seeming more reasonable. How would that help you to justify your existence? I assume that these people that are being paid, these infiltrators or these turncoats, are being told to behave in certain ways and do certain things and leak certain kinds of information. And at that rally, a far left anti-fascist campaigner, I'm sure she was a horrible, bigoted, black and white thinking, narcissistic, deeply unpleasant woman. But nevertheless, this young woman was killed. And she was killed because the rally and the conflict between the anti-fascists who and the so-called fascists, who were being in part funded by the SPLC, given $270,000 by the SPLC, and the conflict got so bad and so out of control that a particular motor car with a so-called fascist in it was surrounded. That person completely lost it and went mad and drove through a crowd that was surrounding his car and ended up hitting a young woman, and she died. So they have blood on their hands. They have the blood of one of their own on their hands. This is how mendacious the SPLC are. And it is because of that, because they are a non-profit, they have certain duties. They have duties to be transparent about how their money is spent. They have duties to be honest. And if we look at what they've done, we have federal charges that they've raised millions of pounds of dollars to pay, for example, leaders of the KKK and the other groups I listed, £3 million in paid to $3 million. I keep saying pounds, paid to infiltrate various different groups, essentially paying them to stir up racial hatred, paying them to stir up things which the SPLC are saying are this violent, terrible risk and we should be deeply afraid of. And this is how dishonest they are. They argue that the free speech is a terrible thing because it allows people to stir up racial hatred, and yet they pay people to do that, such that the SPLC has a reason to exist, has a raison d'etre. So they have been charged with wire fraud, bank fraud, conspiracy to commit money laundering. This is in Alabama, where they are based. They have also, it seems, made false statements to banks. So rather than tell the banks what the group is for and what the money is going to be going to, they set up things like Fox Photographs or Rare Books Warehouse. And that is where the money, they tell the bank, is going to be funneled to. But in fact, it's funneled to over LARPing Nazis. And let's remember, this isn't sort of at groups which are remotely sensible whom they are funding. This isn't groups like American Renaissance or V-Dare, or groups that have a certain degree of reasonableness and thus might persuade people round to their point of view. They are deliberately funding the silliest sort of LARPing idiotic groups that by association make anybody that is in favor of preserving the traditional America or of normal conservatism or whatever look bad. They are funding those groups so that they can use the existence of those, these days frankly rather silly groups, to make those that are to the left of them or that are more reasonable than them look ridiculous. That's what they're doing. And those groups will draw in people that will be prone to violent behavior. They will draw in people with low IQ, and they will draw in people that with elevated mental instability and with schizophrenic traits and that kind of thing. That's who gets involved in these very, very, very extreme kind of groups. And so they draw those people in and then sustain those people so that those people that might be going through some phase of mental problems or whatever it happens to be will carry on working towards the possibility of really genuine violence, which you wouldn't get with the more sensible groups. So they're funding people who are basically mentally unstable to promote and to talk about and to violent behavior and race war and that sort of thing, with the view to making the groups which they really are afraid of look bad by association, which they have been successful in doing, because then they paint people like Charlie Kirk, who are actually advocating really quite sensible and reasonable things, as being in some way connected to these nutty groups, which of course he's not. And then Charlie Kirk gets assassinated in front of his wife and young children. And so they have that blood on their hands as well, and they've drawn this money from donors. They're not who think that the money is being used to fight, you know, the far right or whatever it is, whereas in reality it's being used to sustain the far right, so that just actual LARPing Nazis, so that the SPLC have a reason to exist. And this goes against what nonprofits in America are supposed to do. They must be transparent with their donors and tell them how their money is being spent. They have funded at least 9 informants, with huge amounts of money. One of them was paid $1 million between, I think it says here, between about 2014 and 2023. The Unite the Right planner at Charlottesville was paid $270,000. So, and the FBI have been connected to this group. The FBI, the same way that the British government, as far as I can see, is connected to Hope Not Hate, which allows Hope Not Hate to get away with all kinds of nefarious things, such as infiltrating groups, undercover stuff, as they did with me. And there's a book called The Year of the Rat, which I urge you to read. Don't buy it, but you can maybe get it from a library or something, which looks at this. This is what the SPLC have been doing. They have been advising the government. They have found themselves a wonderful niche via which to make money, as promoting themselves as the guardians of the new morality, as the most moral people there can be, who are all about me. Whereas in reality, these are deeply unscrupulous, manipulative people with dark triad traits, whose purpose is to enrich themselves and to do so concomitantly while feeling good about themselves and giving themselves narcissistic supply. And in order to do that, they have basically created and sustained the groups they claim to oppose, so that they have something to oppose, so that they can make money and have a reason to exist. And I assume that other groups of this ilk, such as Hope Not Hate, may well be doing similar kinds of things. So I hope that it's incredible what's happened with this second Trump administration in terms of the potential reverberations for those of us that don't live in America. You know, they say that when America sneezes, the world catches a cold. And I hope this is the case here. If cold is the right metaphor, that the rest of the world realizes, Britain in particular, realizes the true nature of these groups, which is to make themselves feel good about themselves and to make money. And if it wasn't to make themselves feel good about themselves, they would live what they practice, what they preach, and they'd live in multicultural areas and they'd love it. And of course they don't. They live in lovely white areas and whatever. So, I'm sure. Yeah, someone's saying, I'm sure. I concur. It's fairly obvious. And there was, of course, this incredibly undercover, manipulative issue of this individual changing his name, Harry Shookman, changing his name by Deepol to Christopher Morton, so that he could get a passport, and then he could pretend to be somebody else, and then he could change his name back. And I'm not even sure that's that's legal to change your name by deed-poll for that kind of reason. But of course, no one's going to prosecute them, and I'm sure that the Crown Prosecution Service wouldn't bother because they're they're in cahoots. You'd have to take out a private prosecution, and even then, it'd probably just be a slap on the wrist. So, I hope that has been of interest. And if it has, obviously, I urge you to subscribe and all that and support me on Substack and so on. And I will, this is a live stream. I thought I'd just get this done. So I don't know who's watching now. It's 3:15 in the afternoon in Finland. So it's about 1:45 in England. And it's early in the morning, is it, in America? Maybe there are some Australians that are watching. I forget what time they are. And tally-ho and all that. And goodbye.